This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
But that the dread of something of the day. The undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveler returns.
It is Christmas Day in the workhouse, and the cold bare walls are bright with garlands of green and holly, and the place is a pleasant sight. For with clean washed hands and faces in a long and hungry line, the paupers sit at the tables, for this is the hour they dine. And the guardians and their ladies, although the wind is east, have come in their furs and wrappers to watch their charges feast, to smile and be condescending, put pudding on pauper plates, to be hosts at the workhouse banquet they've paid for with the rates. Oh, the paupers are meek and lowly with their thanky kindly mums. So long as they fill their stomachs, what matter it whence it comes? But one of the old men mutters and pushes his plate aside.
Great God, he cries, but it chokes me that this is the day she died.
The guardians gazed in horror. The master's face went white. Did a pauper refuse the pudding? Could their ears believe aright? Then the ladies clutched their husbands, thinking the man would die, struck by a bolt or something, by the outraged one on high. But the paupers sat for a moment, then rose mid a silence grim, for the others had ceased to chatter and trembled in every limb. He looked to the guardians' ladies, then eyeing their lords, he said,
I eat not the food of villains whose hands are foul and red, whose victims cry for vengeance from their dank, unhallowed graves.
He is drunk, said the workhouse master, or else he's mad and raves.
Not drunk or mad, cried the pauper, but only a hunted beast who, torn by the hounds and mangled, declines the vulture's feast. I care not a curse for the guardians, and I won't be dragged away. Just let me have the fit out. It's only on Christmas Day that the black past comes to goad me and prey on my burning brain. I'll tell you the rest in a whisper. I swear I won't shout again. Keep your hands off me, curse you. Hear me right out to the end. You come here to see how paupers the season of Christmas spend. You come here to watch us feeding as they watch the captured beast. Hear why a penniless pauper spits on your paltry feast. Do you think I will take your bounty and let you smile and think you're doing a noble action with the parish's meat and drink? Where is my wife, you traitors? The poor old wife you slew, yes, by the God above us, my Nance was killed by you. Last winter, my wife lay dying, starved in a filthy den. I had never been to the parish. I came to the parish then. I swallowed my pride in coming, for ere the ruin came, I held up my head as a trader, and I bore a spotless name. I came to the parish craving bread for a starving wife, bread for the woman who'd loved me through 50 years of life. And what do you think they told me, mocking my awful grief? That the house was open to us, but they wouldn't give out relief. I slunk to the filthy alley. It was a cold, raw Christmas Eve, and the baker's shops were open, tempting a man to thieve. But I clenched my fists together, holding my head awry. So I came to her empty-handed and mournfully told her why. And I told her the house was open. She had heard of the ways of that, for her bloodless cheeks went crimson, and up in her rags she sat crying, Bide the Christmas here, John. We've never had one apart. I think I can bear the hunger. The other would break my heart. All through that eve I watched her, holding her hand in mine, praying the Lord and weeping till my lips were salt as brine. I asked her once if she hungered, and as she answered, no, the moon shone in at the window, set in a wreath of snow. Then the room was bathed in glory, and I saw in my darling's eyes the faraway look of wonder that comes when the spirit flies. And her lips were parched and parted, and her reason came and went, for she raved of our home in Devon, where our happiest years were spent.
And the accents, long forgotten, came back to the tongue once more, for she talked like the country lassie I wooed by the Devon shore. And she rose to her feet and trembled and fell on the rags and moaned and, "Give me a crust, I'm famished, for the love of God," she groaned. I rushed from the room like a madman and flew to the workhouse gate, crying, "Food for a dying woman!" And the answer came, "Too late." They drove me away with curses. Then I fought with a dog in the street and tore from the mongrel's clutches a crust he was trying to eat. Back through the filthy by-lanes, back through the trampled slush, up to the crazy garret, wrapped in an awful hush. My heart sank down at the threshold, and I paused with a sudden thrill, for there, in the silvery moonlight, my Nance lay cold and still. Up to the blackened ceiling the sunken eyes were cast. I knew on those lips all bloodless my name had been the last. She'd called for her absent husband. Oh, God, had I but known. Had called in vain and in anguish. Had died in that den alone. Yes, there in a land of plenty lay a loving woman dead, cruelly starved and murdered for a loaf of the parish bread. At yonder gate last Christmas I craved for a human life. You who would feast us paupers, what of my murdered wife? There, get ye gone to your dinners. Don't mind me in the least. Think of the happy paupers eating your Christmas feast. And when you recount their blessings in your smug parochial way, say what you did for me too, only last Christmas Day.
Feeling blue. afraid that his Christmas would be a Christmas filled with cheer.
To make a brief survey of various outstanding types of singing from the time when people sang madrigals to contemporary opera. Nowadays, when madrigals are sung, they are done very professionally by ladies with flute-like voices and rather emasculated-sounding gentlemen. And the effect is very perfect, if a little bloodless. But in the days when they first sang them, they were an evening pastime comparable to that of playing canasta. People went to each other's houses and sat around square tables and wore square hats and sang from music with square notes on it. In fact, it was a very square occupation. So think of the people that you play canasta with and imagine them singing madrigals. And that is probably just about what it sounded like. Now, there are two main types, the songs of mirth and the songs of gratitude. The songs of mirth, everybody starts off with a goodly clip with a fa-la-la, something like this. Come, let's hang the holly, let's all be merry jolly, with a fa-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la. Be joyful and be glad. We'll drive the neighbors mad. La 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 la. Now the glasses clink, clink. Yippee! For what they'll drink, clink. La 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 la. But now we better stop, for someone's called a cop. La 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 la. La 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 la, fa la.
Oh. we are so afraid. We are so afraid to open the door. To open the door. I mean, if it's not Father Christmas, then we will be so totally sad, you know?
Father.
Christmas. My dreams are full of Father Christmas. My dreams are full of Father Christmas. My dreams are full of
early frost. We were warned about frost, yet all day the summer has wavered its heat above the empty stubble. Late bees hung their blunt weight, plump drops between those simplest wings, their leisure an ignorance of frost. My mind is full of the images of summer, and a liquid curlew calls from alps of air, but the frost has come. Already under trees, pockets of summer are dying. Wide paths of the cold glow clean through the stricken thickets, and again I feel on my cheek the cut of winter's dead. Once I awoke in a dark beyond moths to a world still with freezing, hearing my father go to the yard for his ponies, his hands full of frost nails to point their sliding to a safe haul. I went to school, socks pulled over shoes for the street's clear glass, the early shops cautious, the tall classroom windows engraved by winter's chisel, fern, feather, and flower that would not let the pale day through. We wrote in a cold fever for the morning play. Then boys in the exulting yard, wringing boots hard on winter, slapped with their polishing caps the arrows of their gliding, in steaming lines ran till they launched one by one on the skills of ice their frail balance, sliding through life with not a fall in mind, their voices crying freely through such shouting as the cold divided. I slid in the depth of the season till the swung bell sang us in. Now insidious frost, its parched grains rubbing at crannies, moved on our skin. Our fingers died. Not the warmth of all my 8 wide summers could keep me smiling. The circle of the popping stove fell still, and we were early sped through the hurrying dark. I ran through the bitterness on legs that might have been brittle, my breath solid, grasping at stabs of bleak pain to gasp on. Winter branched in me. Ice cracked in my bleeding. When I fell through the teeth of the cold at my haven door, I could not see for locked tears. I could not feel the spent plenty of flames banked at the range, nor my father's hands as they roughed the blue of my knees. But I knew what he meant with the love of his rueful laugh, and my true world unfroze in a flood of happy crying, as hot on my cheek as the sting of this present frost. I have stood too long in the orderly cold of the garden. I would not have again the death of that day come unasked as the comfortless dusk past the stakes of my fences. Yet these are my ghosts. They do not need to ask for housing when the early frost comes down. I take them in, all, to the settled warmth.
Against a sea of troubles, and fire cozy.
Late last night, someone discovered the manuscript of another gospel under a pile of used pipe cleaners in an upper room. It was written in Pig Latin, footnotes in Double Dutch, by Clyde, the disciple who hid under the table because he was brush shy. When Leonardo was capturing the Last Supper forever, over the door to the sexton's private men's room in an obscure Italian church. If they ever translate Clyde's words, they will find where the body is hidden, because Clyde bribed the soldiers, you see, and dressed in white with silver wings to scare all the Marys ever born into believing a dead Jew can walk and talk and maybe even love.
White fleet's landfall, realm of violent dream, pre-dawn chart, sun quarter pass, basalt day, luminous and ashen, granite day, morning and evening asylum, quartz day, the ecstatic alarm, day of the thought markets, first ocean, day of the new world, day of the left hand, day of dusk, day of the gap, day of the undertone, the long hold, the open book, day of awaking, day of speaking, the last council, second 12, second ocean, the crescent heart, day of barren swarm, day of drifts, acrid takeover, structures of earth, the lost island, day of domain, day of the voyage, plains of paradise, the laden bow, the ancient village, third ocean, the double take walk, the white sun, fourth ocean, the infant footprint, fifth ocean, day of the cat, the invading past, day of the indweller, descent of the host, the painted timbers, quick glint, sidelong blur, lessening heart hums, speech in the glade, day of footfall, invisible half-man, the supernatural bride, the white spheres, the unrecovered ocean, body of love, the crippled vision, broom day, the unspoken vows, day of the once without, the glass limbo, haste of the avenging hound, the one of mind inferno, back of the driver's neck, day of the mists, day of the fronds, day of the roots, the high winds, day of the lamb, day of the rains, the numb recall, the silent guest. Maelstrom, day of the palisades, day of doldrums, Krakatoa day, day of the gamelan, day of Niagara, plaint of the host, day of Kalimantan, day of Sargasso, the remnants of Bela, God's song to the pale blue women, the ant garden, sixth ocean, bridge of dread, the overheard rites, day of the ascendant, the topaz glove, day of mourning, day of the tower, the quiet turf, day of the zenith, second day of the zenith, third day of the zenith, fourth day of the zenith, fifth day of the zenith, the long dim under, seething center, day of the boar, the dull gleam monody, into another, the spirals of elsewhere, day of the lemur, day of the whale, day of the sparrow, cryptic tailgate of the mourners, the inlet, the reddening, day of the overseer, the whispering legions, the listening path, day of the frontier, day of the field, day of the high road, card house of the awaited, day of vestiges, the arriven power, the taut lists, the crimson delight, the humming cloud, day of discovering neverness. on last legs, day of the swan, establishment of the dream weapon, day of the blue circle, day of the everlasting moraine, day of the marauders, day of the holy mountain, day of the world tree, the divine versions, day of creaking aftermath, the wooden works, day of the rain houses, launching of the dream weapon, separation of the first stage, dream in the rock, specter of the lapse, signature of light, council of the million visitation, laws of the dark trance, from the touchstone breath, dispersal of the primal cloud mass, the transcendental outpost, shutout and changeover, to the inaugurator of movements. Day of the Iron Scepter, dog days begin, day of the icon, second day of the icon, third day of the icon, fourth day of the icon, fifth day of the icon, day of the outer range, ladder of the west, day of Hellgate, day of the Chicago Rose, stages of the true field, forming the inner ring, seventh ocean, day of the two daughters, day of kings, the stagger litany, odd man out, day of the five lost havens, the offside mysteries, day of suffering night, day of all hawks, day of the high lists, day of the beachhead, the millstone lure, instead and else, spirit woman, eighth ocean, through the thin words, day of the mill race, strand of names, day of the sickness, dream oven, day of fur gale, the shouts from the sea, the iron-keeled Pentecost, day of fallacies, pacing and the unshed, each note felt, vibrant threshold, apparent doorways, which past was hers, tremendous and sheer, last awe of centuries, bugling it, grain passage, billows impossibility, day of the dealt hand, day of the wand, if why, then vanish, child found within the tree, day of the horns, day of the heart's release, master of the relics, day of the temple, day of dew, rise of the infanta, day of the heavy sight, day of light, second day of light, third day of light, fourth day of light, fifth day of light, day of wages, deafening robes of dawn, day of the third angel, day of the last beginning, day of destruction, day of the grove, day of the heart's blood, day of the smoking plain, foundation of the house, swept into. Day of the mantle, the moving hand, the deep sea alien, day of high happening, dog day's end, rustle of the prey, ninth ocean, the three faces, day of the antler, day of the sledge, day of the high cities, day of the great roots, the endlong ride, the Mississippi Delta, source of the Danube, lion of the Virgin, entryway of the Dipper, the deserted garden, the brother heart, day of the North Sea, day of the Iron Gate, waymarks of the other land, listening, day of the Western Isles, first day of quest. Now I make the moves, cloud hammer, day of the sidestep, escape dream through, day of the animal mind, the distant strollers, communique of unknown voltage, metropolis, death and being, day of the world course, second day of the world course, third day of the world course, fourth day of the world course, fifth day of the world course, have gone out, day of the brainstorm, gesture to the declining sun, rapt fear belief, their shadows of hearsay, day of the stopgap, day of the radiant spiel, realizing what he was doing, day of the crooked spirit, she moved under drastic chapters of crypt, last day of quest, last day of the Western Isles, the breathing hills, the oblong web, the clear streams, stone of the dawn, day of the rusted machines, release from dawn, day of the invisible facade, summer drum, conflict of the hosts, day of the legendary duress, the channel of distance, theft of the stages, day of the blood sun, the lines displayed, under the rose, the final knowledge, tenth ocean, the endlock series, day of the hammer, second day of the hammer, third day of the hammer, fourth day of the hammer, fifth day of the hammer. Mysteries of the Sandman, the frosted cathedrals, day of the fall, day of the bruise, of the lunging outer space, call of the swan, day of arcane light, the long sleep, 11th ocean, acts of the counterworld, day of hummingbird night, meditation on the flaw, day of the last across, day of the timekeeper, day of the five riders, Smith dynasty, frozen reeds, day of the thigh whip, anaconda, the open stages, day of the iron crown, the red hand, the wander stones, ascendant eye, day of the given, the subtle cabinet, day of the mounds, the mindless eternal, hint impending wonders, day of slack rains, the night crescent, harsh blankness of the noonday, the rusted machines, the boy patriarch, day of the axe, wild sun, black clotted corridor, approaches, tempest birth, the overday, day of the still boulder, winter drum, the living help, day of the waste arena, high paralysis, the hundred lights, the mad albino, the book lingo, day of the banner, secrets of the essence chamber, the glistening drivers, day of the mind blizzard, smoke of the shore, day of the inner lid, day of the magic child, whistling, smiling hand of the hanged man, humming of the distances of the planet, rose over the cities, the fire is a mirror, the prince is aloft, day of the white glare, 12th ocean, creaking phantom mob, day of quandary, second day of quandary, third day of quandary, fourth day of quandary, fifth day of quandary, the hitchhike mysteries, runs tripped by splendor, muttering, hopping, one-legged, racing, end of all doubt, into the whirring yards.
Thank you.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.